How's it going, Greater Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Greater Nation, we're going to be talking with Adam Sisler, noted video game expert, about the much maligned Cyberpunk 2077. I'm also here with my co-host, Good Times Tom Lado. Good Times, I know you were frustrated by Cyberpunk 2077.
Yeah, I was. I mean, it was something where I couldn't even finish the game. I couldn't even get through 30 minutes of it. I mean, 35 seconds. It kept pretty freezing on me. And I couldn't even make any progress.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. CD Projekt is a game development studio based in Poland. They face a class action lawsuit that was filed in the U.S. District Court. CD Projekt is charged with misrepresentation regarding how complete Cyberpunk 2077 was in order to protect its stock price. For many players of the game, like Good Times Tom Lado, Cyberpunk 2077 was essentially broken, with people not able to make any actual progress in the game. So Sony pulled the game entirely off the digital PlayStation Store platform, and Xbox, which is owned by Microsoft, offered refunds to gamers who had purchased the game. And the lawsuit alleges people would not have invested into the company had they known there were so many issues with the game. This is an intriguing lawsuit, because it is saying that the developers of Cyberpunk 2077 did not make public that the game had so many issues in order to avoid the stock value for their company plunging. So 2021 is going to be an interesting year on the litigation front with this game. Adam Sisler, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, this is something where it's interesting lawsuit.
That's your insight?
Well, I mean, it's gonna be interesting, but maybe not as interesting as my lawsuit of the local mall.
Well, okay, you're suing a local mall?
Yes, I'm gonna be suing the mall because I was robbed of $25.82, and I experienced $10,000 worth of emotional distress and trauma.
Well, can we talk about that after we discuss Cyberpunk 2077?
Oh, so my lawsuit doesn't matter?
No, it matters. It's just I wanted to talk about Cyberpunk 2077. It's a prominent issue, and I think a lot of people want to know your thoughts.
Okay, so the game is for many people not playable. I mean, that cannot be refuted. But in a few months, it'll be in tip-top shape with all the updates and the bug fixes, and all the glitches will be addressed.
Well, I mean, but that the thing is, Adam, is that when people purchase a game, they expect to be able to play it, not wait 3 months and be able to play it.
Yes, I understand that. Nonetheless, you have to be patient. You have to be patient. And I think patience is a virtue, and a lot of gamers today don't have patience.
Adam, I'm actually kind of surprised at what you're saying, because If people were told after years of delay that the game was going to be released on X date in December of this year, and it's still not finished, then isn't it misrepresentation of the status of the game? Isn't this an open and shut case?
Well, I mean, not as open and shut as my lawsuit against the mall.
Okay, so you want to talk about the mall?
Well, I mean, I was robbed of almost $30, and then I experienced so much embarrassment that I think it's more traumatic than everyone who's whining about Cyberpunk 2077.
Well, what should we do, Good Time Stamlado?
Well, I mean, he's here, so we might as well talk about it, because otherwise, I mean, why is he here? If he's not going to talk about the game, we might as well have him be useful and say why he's showing them all. Maybe we can make fun of him about it.
Well, oh, you're making fun of me. Well, you know, I experienced major trauma. Bucky Beaver Boy?
Are you referring to my teeth?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you are a bucktooth moron.
Oh, all right. Let's be nice. It's the holiday season. Be respectful of one another. And to set an example, I will give you the floor, Adam, so you can talk about what happened at the mall.
Okay, I apologize to Good Time Stomino.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, at the mall, I came across a Sparrow.
A Sparrow? The Italian place?
Yeah, that's right, the Italian place. And a wave of nostalgia just, came over me. And I said, I gotta get my hands and mouth on this tomorrow. I'm gonna go to town.
So you decided to get some food?
Yeah, you're darn right I did. So I got three Supremo slices, and those are the expensive slices because they have so many toppings. Bell peppers, mushrooms, onions, pepperoni, and Italian sausage.
Yeah, that sounds like a usual Supreme pizza. You know, has quite a bit of toppings.
But this is Sparrow, and Sparrow has the big New York slices. So when you get a big New York slice and you have all those toppings, it's kind of pricey. And I got three of those. And then I had it's a spinach stromboli.
A spinach stromboli? You mean the three Supremo slices wasn't enough?
Well, I'm someone who, when I get nostalgic for delicious food from my childhood, I want to enjoy as much of it as possible. So I got the Supremo slices, a spinach stromboli, and big ziti.
Big ziti? Sparrow makes pasta? I don't even remember that.
I think they make spaghetti, but I would never get big ziti from Sparrow.
Wow, I mean, I just saw it, and I just had to have it. And then I also got a Caesar salad.
a Caesar salad from Sparrow at the mall.
Oh, also, a Caesar salad from a mall Sparrow is like bad or something?
Well, if you're going to get a salad, I think you would go to a place that specializes in salad. I don't think a salad is a popular item at a Sparrow, especially a Caesar salad.
Yeah, I mean, who likes Parmesan cheese and drenching their salad?
Well, I like it, but I couldn't even enjoy any of the food.
Well, why is that?
Because I was going to sit at one of the socially distanced tables that was in the food court area. And in the middle of the food court was a Santa's Playhouse area.
Santa's Playhouse area in the center of the food court.
Yeah, where people can line up and take a picture with Santa.
Take a picture with Santa. Oh, that's nice. I mean, I'm assuming everyone was adopting socially distanced measures and wearing masks and things like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the elves were wearing masks. The photographer was wearing a mask. Santa was wearing a mask. But the thing that disturbed me was that Santa looked different.
Santa looked different? What do you mean? I mean, he obviously looked different. He had a mask on.
Well, I mean, there was that, but there was also the fact that Santa was, how do I put this? Santa was not how he is supposed to be.
Santa was not how he is supposed to be. So, was it like a skinny Santa, or a midget Santa? I'm sorry, a little person Santa?
Oh, yeah, you're really going to get us in trouble with that midget remark.
Good times, Tom Lindo. I corrected myself, and my apologies to the little people community.
No, it was a African-American Santa.
Oh, okay. African-American Santa. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? Santa is white.
Santa is a concept that can be anything. I mean, Santa can be African American. What's the problem?
I have never seen an African American Santa in my life. Are you going to tell me now that Santa's been black for all of history?
Well, I mean, if Santa happens to be black, what's the problem?
Well, it's just not what I'm used to as someone who is a believer in Santa. And the shock of a black Santa caused me to drop all of my Sparrow delicacy. All of my Sparrow delights, the Supremo slices, the spinach stromboli, the baked ziti, the Caesar salad, all of it went on the floor sprawling, and I spilled it all in shock at the sight of a dark Santa.
Okay, so you purchased food from Sparrow. You spilled all of it because the sight of an African-American Santa was so shocking to you, and that's why you're suing the mall?
Well, I'm suing because everyone laughed at me when I dropped the food. All the little kids were pointing and saying, "Hey, look at that. Look at that dummy. He's not going to be able to eat his food. Did you see what happened? Did you see what that fool did?" And the mall did it on purpose.
The mall did it on purpose? What do you mean? How would they know that you would react that way?
They did it to shock purists like me, believers in Santa. They wanted to shock us into being so distressed at the sight of Nelson Mandela Claus that we would spill our items, break the items, and be humiliated.
Okay. I don't think you have a case there. I just think you're a bigot.
What? How am I a bigot? Okay. I'm a big supporter of the African-American community. It's just there is no such thing as a black Santa. I don't believe it. I was raised that Santa is white, and I've always seen a jolly, fat, white man with a big, bushy beard saying, "Ho, ho, ho." And that's Santa. And nothing will ever change that. And no political correctness is gonna change my point of view. Okay, I dropped all my Sparrow, my three Supremo slices, my Stromboli, my big ziti, Caesar salad. Why don't you care?
Well, I mean, because it's your fault. It's your fault.
No, I mean, I do have to say that a black shadow would be surprising, so I'm a little bit torn on this.
What do you mean you're a little bit torn on this?
And I also think I have a case. Good times, Tomlino. Because immediately adjacent to the Santa's workshop was a brand new Jamaican restaurant.
What?
Why do you find this so funny?
What is that to do with anything? Okay, so there's a Jamaican restaurant in the food court, a place where you can get Jamaican food.
Well, I think that the mall is trying to send a message that certain individuals are taking over.
All right, I don't think that's it.
Well, I mean, have you ever seen a Jamaican restaurant? A Jamaican food in a mall food court? It's disturbing. I mean, who's going to get jerk chicken, jerk turkey at a mall food court? They're trying to send a message that the white people are in danger.
The white people are in danger with a Jamaican cuisine station in a food court. What's going to happen? Are suddenly white people just going to die off because of Jamaican food being in a mall food court and there being a Santa Claus that is black? Is that what you're saying? Because you sound profoundly, profoundly disturbed.
No, I sound like someone who remembers my history. Have you ever seen a black Santa? And have you ever seen a Jamaican food place? And in the food court, I mean, it would be Sparrow and Subway and maybe an Auntie Anne's Pretzels, if you're lucky. Cinnabon, Orange Julius, a Jamaican food place? No, sir. This is a direct threat to white people.
Okay. I think that what Adam Sisler is trying to say is that things are changing in the world and it's making him uncomfortable. But Adam, I have to tell you, you're just going to have to adapt. The world changes. And Good Times Tom Ladone, I think you would agree with that, right?
Well, I mean, I actually love Jamaican food. I don't find it threatening at all. The part about the African American Santa, I mean, that is kind of weird, but I just love the jerk chicken. So I don't think Adam really has a case in the end.
Oh, so Bucktooth is a turncoat.
All right, Greater Nation. I hope you have a happy holidays. Please disregard Adam Sisler's prejudice. And hopefully, if you purchase Cyberpunk 2077, you'll be able to play it fully with all the patches and fixes. If you don't want to go through the whole process of waiting, get a refund. Things will work out. And Adam, maybe you should have just asked the Sparrow if they would make a new batch of items for you. And that could have resolved things.
They were too busy laughing. They said, you know, look at that dipstick dropping all his food like a dummy.
Well, they might have had a point. Take care, Greater Nation. We'll check in with you soon.